brother.
Oh, what's up? This is
hey,
a good recording, man.
Yeah,
I
brother,
can dig it.
Stop right on.
All right, good evening and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. And Evan, I want to get right to my guest. Good evening, former Alderman Bob Donovan, who is also a candidate for mayor for the city of Milwaukee. How you doing,
Alderman Donovan? Great, Earl. I'm doing great, and thanks for the invitation. It's been a while.
Yeah, you know, we used to spend time together over the airwaves at a different point in time.
Yeah.
But I want to get right at this because we don't have a lot of time. And
sure.
And for those in the listening audience who aren't aware, last night, five people were shot at one of the city of Milwaukee. Milwaukee Public Schools playgrounds. And Alderman Bob Donovan, for people who don't know, you are a law and order guy, and you have constantly talked about what needs to happen. If you were mayor, there's some things that you would do to somehow change the trajectory of what is happening, not just in the city of Milwaukee, but all over this nation. There's been an increase in things. So let's talk about what former Alderman Bob Donovan would do and what your solutions are to deal with the runaway crime in the city of Milwaukee.
Well, first of all, Earl, thanks for the opportunity. I would argue that I cannot believe how bad Milwaukee has deteriorated really in just the last 2 years, but it's been on this downhill slide for a number of years. And so what needs to occur regarding public safety? And I'll first say this: without safety, in my opinion, nothing else positive can really occur in a neighborhood. And it is the number one role, the job of local government, to provide safety for our streets and for our neighborhoods. So having said that, I do not believe that we can begin the process of restoring order and stability to our streets and neighborhoods without providing the appropriate level of manpower to the Milwaukee Police Department, and then deploying those officers appropriately to get that job done. Their job to police and enforce the law. And
so
in my opinion, their job is to enforce the law, all laws, fairly, equally, and without prejudice. Then beyond that, we need our prosecutors, our district attorneys, our courts, our judges, to hold people accountable. It is shocking to me that in every instance where some horrendous crime is perpetrated and the individual responsible is someone who, in my opinion, should have been in jail for previous.
So, Alderman Donovan, let me, before you go any further with that, I get it right now. The focus of many people right now is to talk about the fact that they have been releasing people on bail, and so this is at the root of what is happening. But you were an alderman in this city, Alderman Donovan, for the better part of 20 years or more. How many years?
20 years, yes.
Okay, so you were an alderman in the city for 20 years. You and I know what happened in this city. And we know when crime was not very high on the list in this city. You and I remember a time when Milwaukee is one of the safest cities in the entire nation. Something happened in the city.
Yes.
Okay, so something happened in this city.
Younger. Yeah.
Okay, so something happened in this city that brought about the crime that we're dealing with. I would say to you, Alderman Donovan, as a lifelong resident of the city, which I am, that I would venture to say that to say that we need more law enforcement at a time when the city does not have the financial resources to take care of the ones that they already have. Where are the resources going to come from for that, Alderman Dunneman?
Well, without a doubt, Earl, they have to come through a partnership with the state of Wisconsin. And I'm pretty certain every one of the other candidates will say that as well. Yes.
I have to ask you, okay. The state of Wisconsin has not been willing to do their share. What's going to change if Alderman Dunneman becomes the mayor?
Because I think a significant number of the legislative leaders will have confidence in Bob Donovan's leadership in the mayor's office. And we will not be wasting money on a failed streetcar or issues like that and not taking care of our core mission. So what is the role of local government? First of all, Earl, I think you would have to admit I tried over the years to stand up and tackle head on the issues that were impacting Milwaukee, the important issues such as public safety. Now, what is the core mission of local government? Protect our streets and neighborhoods, make sure they're safe, educate our kids, quality education for all of our kids, make sure the streets are paved and plowed, the garbage is picked up, the streetlights come on, stuff, the sewers work, stuff like that. It can be very boring at times, a lot of those issues. But if they're not taken care of, this is the problem we end up. So our core mission has got to be job number one. If the city is able to start working again, our local government start working and being effective in their core mission, a lot of positive things will happen.
So Alderman Dunneman, let me respond to one of the root causes of the fact that there aren't resources to have law enforcement. It was the state that did away with what you and many others, former alder people and city fathers, had thought was always in the best interest of the city of Milwaukee. And that's, you know, if you worked in the city, you had to live in the city, called residency rules, had been here for I don't know, 100 years. And that had been all right because it worked. It made sure that there were resources and a tax base in this city to protect the financial part of it, where you could have law enforcement officers. But that same legislature who had nothing to do with Milwaukee found it, took it upon themselves to do away with the residency rule and take away resources that were needed to make sure that you could have law enforcement and fire and also pay their pensions, which now, you know, after next year, we are going to be in, as you well know, even if you're the mayor, we're going to be stuck in a untenable situation where you can't even, you got to cut more resources from the city to pay pensions for law enforcement and the fire department who have moved outside of our city. So right. I don't know, Alderman Dunneman, it can't be both ways. You know, you can't say, what's your response to that?
Okay, let me give you my response, and please give me a moment to answer.
I will. I will. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. First of all, Earl, I think if you were to check, I was not supportive of ending the residency requirement.
I know you weren't.
Yeah.
But that same legislature, go ahead.
But I understand. Now, let me also, just a little background and what led to this. And I'm not going to argue that the legislature, yes, they supported the ending the residency requirement. I think overall, and I'll be the first to say, that has hurt the city of Milwaukee. I don't deny that. Having said that, what led mostly to that, and let's admit this, if you took the time to talk to a lot of the city employees that supported ending that requirement, largely it was MPS. They just didn't feel that they wanted to send their kids there. So that was a big overriding factor. You've got 80% or more of MPS teachers that don't want to send their kids to MPS. So that's something to consider too. But having said that, yes, they move forward with that. I will say, I think, I don't want to point fingers, but the reality, I was in some of those discussions. I was very close to the police unions at the time and the fire union. They reached out to then Mayor Barrett. He was unwilling to negotiate with them.
What I understand why, Alderman Donovan, because I'm sorry, go ahead.
Let me just finish. Okay, so had he taken the time to sit down and talk and negotiate with them, because this was going to get done in Madison, he told them to go to Madison to do it. They wanted to just have perhaps a 20-year officer or a firefighter or whoever. And first of all, the teachers got residency lifted long before these guys. But having said that, they were willing to work 20 years and then allow perhaps to move out into the suburbs. Those were some of the things that they were willing to give up in their contract that the mayor absolutely said, no, go to Madison. They did, and guess what? Madison gave it to them, and their unions gave up nothing in the process. That's not good negotiation.
So Alderman, former Alderman Donovan, as a homeowner in the city of Milwaukee, and somebody who's had to pick up the slack because law enforcement and the fire department chose to leave our city, the jobs don't belong to them individually. They belong to the taxpayers of the city of Milwaukee. So the individual who took and moved outside doesn't own that job. We, the taxpayers, are the ones who own that job. And so they were allowed to move outside of this city and put a burden on those of us, the property owners, who are left. I can't agree with any of that. Regardless of what they asked for, there's a reason why they never got it in the first place, because we knew what the outcome would be. Hang on. We've got to go to a break. Our phone lines are open, as always, at 844-967-2789. On the line, former Alderman Bob Donovan, who's a candidate for mayor of the city of Milwaukee. We'll be right back.